Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So looking ahead to the weekend now, Ireland and England going head to head at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday, with the boys in green chasing Grand Slam glory on St Patrick's weekend on home soil in what could potentially be their first Grand Slam since 2018. Andy Farrell's men will start as favourites. They've secured four wins, of course, from the first four rounds of games, including that bonus point victory over the French in round two last month. The English, however, will be looking to spoil the party on the back of their record defeat to France last weekend. We, on the other hand, will be hoping for scenes like this.
O'Gara still standing outside the 22, available here for Leamy. Blasts St. Martin Williams out of the way. Arnaud looks to take it back there with O'Gara. Rory best one to get out of the way because O'Gara is standing inside the 22. Back towards O'Gara, intended draft goal. Ronan O'Gara towards the post. It's still between the posts. It's just as well. Rory best got out of the way. O'Gara got control of the ball, slotted it between the posts. The scoreboard says 15 all. I've news for you, Ireland by 2, 17 to 15.
The pressure of that, Michael Corcoran releasing the valve of the nation's pressure and stress. That was Ronan O'Gara's famous last gasp drop goal back in 2009 against Wales, and that sealed Ireland's first Grand Slam since 1948. Well, to preview the weekend's action, I'm joined on the line by Murray Kinsella, rugby writer with the42.ie, and Fiona O'Brien, former Irish international. You're so welcome to you both. Murray, it's hard not to feel the excitement listening to that.
Yes, fantastic memories there, and hopefully we have a day like that on Saturday. It's beautifully teed up, isn't it? Ireland have been on the crest of a wave, and now they play the English in Dublin and on St. Patrick's again, so it could be really special.
Mm-hmm. And of course the expectation is, particularly after England's performance last weekend, that this is going to be, you know, handy enough, dare I say. It's always dangerous to think like that though, isn't it?
It is, and I think our Irish temptation is to kind of doubt ourselves a little bit. But this group under Andy Farrell, they've kind of stopped doing that. They have a confidence in what they do. They have a belief in how they play, and it's such an exciting brand, and it's attracted so many people to watching them. They're strong favourites, I think 16-point favourites as we talk. But honestly, it feels warranted, especially given what we saw from the English last weekend. They were really poor. They're at the start of a new kind of project with a new head coach in Steve Borthwick. But Ireland are years into the Andy Farrell project, and so far it's been really impressive. Obviously, they've been tested by injuries, but they've shown their adversity. So even if they get into a tricky situation on Saturday, you'd have to back them to have that confidence and belief to pull through it.
So Fiona, do you agree with that Ireland are just on a different level to the English right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think You'd certainly be safe to say that England can't be as bad as they were last week. You heard Ellis Genge after the game saying that he was humiliated, and they were humiliated, and there was a myriad of issues, but they can't be as bad as they were last week. And say, like, even some of their figures, like Maro Itoje, who someone was very quiet last week, someone who you associate with being abrasive and antagonistic, he slows ball in the ruck, and he's great in the maul defence, and he's great in the line-out. You'd anticipate that you're going to see a performance from some of those guys.
Yeah, I know, Murray, you were at the press conference yesterday with the Irish squad, and Johnny Sexton was centre stage, likely to be his final Six Nations match in a green jersey. He's a little bit uncomfortable with all of the attention. Is that fair?
That is certainly fair. He's a team player, of course, but he understands why he's getting all the attention. Still playing at the age of 37 is remarkable on its own right, but to be playing at the level he's still playing at is phenomenal. He pointed out that this isn't the end of the journey for him or for this team. They have big ambitions in the World Cup. I know we're all going to forget about it for the weekend, but that's a big target for them, is achieving something special there. And they're going to be honest about going and trying to win that. So he's got plenty more to play for, but I think it's only right that he'll get the adulation he gets this weekend, because he has been a true great, not just of Irish rugby, but of world rugby.
I'm endlessly intrigued, Fiona. We spoke last week about Andy Farrell and what he has done for this team. Yeah. And I was telling you that I read that profile where they were talking about how relaxed they are and how cohesive they are as a unit. And then I was reading Gerry Thornley's interview with Johnny Sexton today, where Johnny was saying, I used to be suspicious about things like what boots I'd wear and what T-shirt I'd wear and what order I'd do things in. But Andy Farrell has broken that in me.
Totally.
What is his power? Like, what is different about him?
I think, well, fundamentally, it's obviously it's his rugby brain and his rugby knowledge, but it's also his character. And he used all the buzzwords, you know, across the, you know, this understanding and this support. And but you see it in his players, and you see it even reflected in their interviews. I've never really seen Johnny Sexton, you know, openly really speak in interviews previously. And you saw him talk about being nervous and excited for the weekend, but also even incredulous that this could be his last Six Nations game. And you see that amongst the players. You heard Peter Omani talk about this being the most enjoyable Irish camp that they've been at, and you see that even in the players when they get the opportunity. We talk about the litany of injuries, and those opportunities that those players are getting, they're relishing, and they're allowed to play, and they're allowed to make mistakes, and there's this atmosphere where you're allowed to play, and they're trusted to play, and Andy Farrell is the guy who's instilled that in them.
Mm-hmm. What about Murray, some of the lads who've picked up those injuries we touched on, are they expected to be back? The starting lineup isn't going to be announced, is it, until this afternoon? But what are you expecting to hear on that front?
Well, unfortunately, Guy Ringrose and Ian Henderson were ruled out earlier in the week. We've heard that Ringrose is improving. Everyone saw that really shocking injury. He took a real blow to the head, but he's improving. Out of this game, unfortunately, the good news is that Caelan Doris and Dan Sheehan, there's been a lot of optimism about them in recent days. So we have got to wait till the afternoon to find out, but it sounds like they are back in the mix. There'll be a few changes. Robbie Henshaw coming in at 13, which is a brilliant addition. Obviously, they'll miss Ringrose. Gibson Park might get a start at 9, given what he did off the bench last weekend. He was superb. And Ryan Baird potentially getting just his third test start in the second row. But he's been so impressive off the bench in the last couple of weeks. He's so dynamic. So I think Ireland are going to end up with another strong 23, despite being tested so much by injury.
Let's look at this then, Fiona, for a moment from the other side, from the English side. What do you think, how are they going to approach this match after that record home loss last weekend against the French?
Yeah, I suppose one of the main questions is, do they back Marcus Smith or do they bring back in Owen Farrell? And we talked about it last week, and I tried to reframe it that it was an opportunity for Marcus Smith, but I do think that they were rudderless without Farrell, and you saw the disruption caused by his omission. You know, and I think sometimes you underestimate maybe the organisation and the leadership that a player like that brings, even without, you know, even when they're not on the ball. So I suppose the question there is, do you back Marcus Smith and do you give him the opportunity? You can't comment on his game last week. England had no go forward ball. They were absolutely beaten up. They had no meaningful possession, and he was criticised for playing deep, and he was criticised for not taking the ball to the line, but I don't think you can comment on it. I think you have to give him the opportunity. If they're also a team that are in this transition phase and they're looking for a turning point, I think this is the opportunity. You know what you're going to get with Farrell, but he could be included in the squad at inside centre.
Could this be a turning point for them, Murray, at the weekend?
It would be, certainly, if they spoil the party. I struggle to see it. I think they're probably already thinking ahead to a World Cup. It's a bit of a free shot for them this weekend, and there's no pressure. I think Farrell coming back in will add a lot of emotional energy. They really missed him, I thought, in the first 30 minutes, just in terms of the bite he gives it. And obviously, he'll be another kind of interesting subplot to Andy Farrell trying to win a Grand Slam, the fact that his son's in the opposition team. But they've kind of managed that over the last few years, and they both get on as professionals. So, yeah, it'll be huge for England if they pull this off. But they certainly are the big outsiders.
Mm-hmm. And if Ireland do what we expect and hope that they will do, will they be the favourite then going into the World Cup?
I think France on home soil will still be the favourite. And we saw what they can do last weekend. That game was even more so about how brilliant France were, I thought. I know England really struggled, but the French at their best are just superb. They'll have home advantage, so I think they will be the favourites. But Ireland have earned the respect of the world. There's fewer of those jokes about the quarterfinal hurdle, because everyone understands now that this Ireland team are right up there as the very, very best.
Well, we'll all be behind them, that's for sure. Fiona O'Brien and Murray Kinsler, thank you both very much for joining us this morning on the programme ahead of that big match at the weekend, and we wish them well.